Leading the news this morning, Indonesian police have questioned three soldiers who are accused of being involved with that asylum seeker boat that sank off Java at the weekend. They're accused of helping the people smugglers organise the final stages of the journey. Meanwhile, rescuers have found dozens more bodies about 300 kilometres from where that boat sank. A four-wheel drive carrying a family of five has collided with a truck, killing a woman and a young child in Sydney's west. The accident took place at Eastern Creek just after 9 o'clock last night. A man and two children were trapped in the wreckage. The man and one of those children are now in a critical condition in hospital. The Weather Bureau has issued a cyclone watch for Darwin and for much of the north coast. A tropical low is expected to intensify into a cyclone late on Friday or Saturday. People are stocking up on food and emergency services. They're advising residents to be prepared to evacuate. Activists say Syria's security forces have killed more than 100 people in another day of bloodshed. The country's main opposition says more than 250 people have died in the northwest of the country over the past 2 days. It's calling for emergency meetings of the UN Security Council and the Arab League to discuss the violence. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is urging Kurdish authorities to hand over the country's Sunni vice president. An arrest warrant has been issued for Tariq al-Hashimi, who's accused of organising terrorist hit squads. Mr. Hashimi denies the allegations and says they're politically motivated.